Good morning, I guess good afternoon now, everybody. Welcome you all to the world famous mystery spot. My name is Tanner. I'm going to be your guys' tour guide today on our journey through the mysterious. So how's everybody doing today?
Very good.
Very good. That's great to hear, guys. You're all doing good.
Are you doing good?
I'm doing great, thanks. I would like to ask, though, has anybody ever been here to the mystery spot before? Right? Is there anyone here returning? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right.
No,
you don't know.
I'm sorry, are you guys over here? How long ago did you guys first come? Over here?
A couple years ago.
A couple years ago? Did you have your hand raised behind us?
Yeah, we were together.
You guys together? So a couple years ago, and then I saw over here?
Same.
Same couple years ago? And then you guys were here?
Four or five years ago.
No one else? All right. Pretty great. So most of you guys have been here pretty recently, right? Within the last couple years. If you guys have been here within a year or two, I can see probably not much has changed. But over that, right, I can definitely say that nothing's changed. Right? It's all the same here. All the jokes are still the same. Right? But for everybody else, right, if you've never been here before, you might want to prepare yourselves to have your minds all blown, right, on the journey of a lifetime. We're going to start today with some history behind the mysteries. Get us going up there a little bit. So, the mystery spot, right? This was all discovered way back in 1939 by a man named George Fraser. Now, he was here on this property. He was actually trying to buy the big flat area to build him and his wife a summer. Now, the lumber company that was going to agree to sell it to him, they would only agree to sell it if he also purchased this hillside along with it, right? The main reason the lumber company was trying to get rid of the hillside was because they built maybe 2 or 3 buildings up there. Every building they built somehow broke from its foundations and just slid back down the hill, destroying all their buildings. Mr. Prather just went ahead and ignored that warning. He went ahead and purchased all of the land anyway. But afterwards, he sent out a team of surveyors, right, to get the boundary lines of all of his new properties. So when they came, they laid out the flat area. They found nothing weird on the side. When they were done, they simply started to just walk up to this hillside over here, and immediately it got very mysterious. Now, the very first thing they discovered was they started to walk up this hill. About halfway up, they felt like it was about twice as hard to walk up, right? It felt like something was pushing up against them, making it harder. By the time they're at the top, they were just exhausted, truly astonished at how hard it was to climb up, right? You all look very excited for this right now. As they walked the way up to the very top, they actually also got their compasses. Once again, they were surprised. Every single one of them was getting a different reading. Right? So some areas, they were off by maybe 2 or 3 degrees. But some areas, they did go off to over 180 degrees. So north would appear to be south, south would appear to be north, and east would appear to be west. I'm glad some guys paying attention, right? One time I asked that, somebody just yelled mystery spot, right? It's not direction here. But lastly, the final thing they discovered was that the hillside was the only place that this was happening. Right? Nowhere else on this entire property was anything even close to similar happening. So when they came back, they tried to narrow the area down, and they managed to do so, and they managed to figure out that it had about the shape of a near-perfect circle. So they marked the borders with these 2 cement blocks. If you wanted to see the borders, it has a diameter of 150 feet. So if I was cutting into 2 half circles, it would go straight through these blocks, right, carve up this hillside here. The first half circle would end about 150 feet straight that way. The second half circle would come down this hillside around here, you guys, right, carve back down this hill, and actually split these redwoods directly down the center. So the 2 blocks, they've been here since the 40s, right, to mark the borders in this result. Because they've been here for that long, though, you might notice that there's 2 giant trees behind me. In the 40s, they were not this giant, right? They were a lot smaller. So because they've grown so much, they just kind of popped our blocks up on the ground, made them uneven, you know. We had to fix that. So we got our mystery spot think tank together. We got our smartest minds on this. After many months of research, many dollars spent there, we came back with our patented solution. We call them 2x4s. Right? I'm sure you guys have heard of them. These are very high-tech pieces of equipment, guys, right? They do level out our blocks so they can be used, right? You guys all know how a level works. I'm assuming, right, you guys, bubbles in the center, that means it's level. If it goes off to one side, it's the higher side, right? Can you guys all see the bubble moving around there?
Yeah.
Bounces around the side there. It would mean that it's off trick level, right? The bubble's not frozen in the center or anything freaky like that, guys. So we'll take level here. We can place the level right on the board. And if I do this, we should see that the bubble will want to go. All right, where does it go, guys?
It's a little bit off.
A little bit off? Yeah. Agree. So we'll take this, try to move it over a bit. That didn't help.
No.
Is that looking, that looks like lovely, guys?
Mostly a little bit.
A little bit more? Alright, so good, you guys?
Almost, yeah.
That looks level? Alright, perfect. So I'll leave the board there, right? I'll just take the level, flip it around. We'll see, as I do this, the bubble goes to the same exact spot again, correct? Mm-hmm. Would mean, again, the level's not obscured, right? It's not shaven down on one side to make it look more or less even. So when you flip around, it's a level surface. But I have a very important question now. How many of you guys drove out here and you paid to see level boards, right? That's ridiculous. How many guys came out here and you paid to see mysteries and have lots of fun, right? Yeah. I saw 2 hands. What did the rest of you guys come out? Let's get our first 2 volunteers out here. Are there any first 2 volunteers feeling brave? Want to try this demonstration?
Yeah.
You got one coat on your wrist, right? Yeah, and then two coat on your shirt. So you got two guys are going to come stand on these two boards like you're sharing a pair of skis. Right? So one of you over here, one of you over here. And we're going to see you guys. You can stand on top of the boards perfect. Just like that. If you look straight across, we're going to
see that.
So you miss. You may be looking just about his neck right there. You, sir, you're looking just over her head, probably about 3 inches. Have you guys go ahead now swap places. So everybody watch closely. Are you feeling a little taller? You've grown by a little bit. Congratulations, right? Now, you, sir, you may have lost a little height. You don't have to worry about that. In the gift store, there's a big gal in the middle. Just chug the whole thing. Hey, great job, guys. Give it a round of applause again. What's your another two? Anybody else want to come give it a try?
No,
another two, guys. No one's feeling up for it today. All right, we got one and two. Come on, you guys. You guys set up on the two boards just like before. You might be looking just about maybe the collar of a shirt. You, sir, I'd say you're looking again just a couple inches over. Right. Have you guys swap around. Congratulations, you do look a bit taller, right? No, miss, don't worry about that, right? But there are no refunds for our losses. Yeah, really great job, yeah. Let's give it our applause. All right, let's do it, guys. Which other two? All right, is anybody else who went up one? Anybody else want to try to open? One more volunteer, guys?
Yes, you wanted to do it.
I have a... I guess I have on the two boards. See, you guys are looking about the tip of your nose, you're looking about our forehead, right? So we got a really close gap this time. Let me swap around once more. So we should see.
Oh, wow.
See, this feel I'm taller on this side. Congratulations. And again, just give that a couple weeks, right? Good job again, right? Is there another two, you guys? Any final two that feel
great? That's what this face
one, two,
okay.
So we gotta stand up there one more time. You miss looking just about Henry, you sir, I'd say you're looking barely over. Look out there again, have you guys swap around.
This is fun.
You definitely have grown by pretty good. I bet my next year I'll stack right now. You guys want to try to get a last two? Come on up.
You!
Alright, perfect. See, you missed. Yeah, you look about his chin. Are you, sir, looking just about on top of your head? Right, little gap. I think you've got See, right again, pretty close, you guys. Right, you missed. Congratulations for that. Right, again, sir, right, member vegetables, fruits, things like that. I want to show you guys how this works real quick here. I want to stand on this board, or on these boards right here, and I'm going to stand here. You notice there's not much really happening here. I'm kind of standing here straight and tall normally. Nothing really going on. As soon as I cross the line, some people will notice something a little bit kind of different about me as I'm just standing right here. Anyone see anything a little bit off? Kind of tilted. I'm kind of slanted right about 3 degrees. Kind of hard to see, but we believe it is the cause of the height change. Again, the lean, though, it's really subtle. If you want to see it a lot better, just look behind me. There's giant redwoods, right? The first redwood over here grew about outside the mystery spot. It grows fairly straight, fairly tall, like a regular tree, right? Well, just on the other side, the one that's still connected to the same root system, this tree grows inside the mystery spot. It has a very lazy lean, right? It will tilt off at that very slight angle, you guys can notice. And you can see there's this tree in the middle here, this one. Right, really confused, doesn't know what he's doing with his life, right, guys? That's why he works here at this mystery spot. There's also this Life magazine cover. Let's all look at this. This picture is from 1948. That is the Harding family inside our cabin up there, displaying in great lean. So this picture, guys, it's actually hilarious, because you all see this woman sitting on the left. That woman's name is Eileen. She's leaning, Eileen, come on, guys, it's a great joke, Eileen. If any guys thought that joke was great, you're going to have an awesome time in the store, right? If you not think it was that funny, that was our best joke. Maybe the hill everyone. Hand barrel, everybody. Use the hand barrel.
Мы движемся вот по такой наклонной бетонированной поверхности. Действительно, очень тяжело двигаться по ней. Уж не знаю, там нарочно это или так гравитационно, но двигаться очень тяжело. Там вот еще одна группа.
You're doing great, you guys. It's just another mile, all right?
Don't spit too much.
Right here.
heart rate बढ़ गया है इतने में heart rate ऊपर चला गया
है इतने में और then so I'm just gonna go and ask how many of you thought that that hill was kind of hard to walk up
Whoa.
You got some hands right if anyone does not think it was that bad you're gonna start running up and back we're all gonna watch you as all the fact that does that hill really look that steep
a little yeah.
So you guys may think so it's kind of debatable people that don't think it looks that steep they believe that what's actually causing it to feel steeper is the force of the mispart. They're pushing against the front of your body as you walk up, making the first part a little harder to walk. Then you're all walking up and you all turned up this little second section where it makes an L, right? Then you guys find that little second part to be a bit easier.
Look at those.
People that turn there, they find it easier because if you imagine that you're walking into a force and you turn, they push against the side of you, right? So it wouldn't give you as much resistance on the front of your body. They can walk up the hill maybe easier, right? Let's talk about more things like that, guys, more forces. Let's make our way right inside here. You're all going to line up right along the fences, right? So, you guys get up in the corner, get you on the back wall. Here we guys, kind of stuff on here. We got a big group today. I'm gonna make you guys all fit on here. You guys kind of stuff on in there. You guys want to overflow it on this way, we can bring it down. Just put the speed right here. Just now, you guys are trying to squeeze in just a bit more. Just a
here, Papa.
Guys.
What? Mm-hmm. All
right. Just enough room for you guys to fill in this corner. All right. Over now. I'm going to go stand up in front of the cabin here, and as I do so, I should get some of you guys looking at me a little bit different now. I mean, I'm sorry, the lean that I was showing you down there is now increased to about 11 degrees. You guys might be able to notice, right? Lean here is a lot more dramatic because I do have a very large cabin. Right? This cabin is tilting in the opposite direction. This creates what is known as an opposing angle. Now, opposing angles exaggerate each other, so that would mean that because I'm leaning this way, it leans that way. That could be a cause of that, right? Now, I could be leaning more also because I do work here, guys. I'm a trained professional. I have this pass through to you guys. I had to earn this, right? Like going to the gift store, buying it. Check it out, guys. Take your feet, though. Point your feet on downhill for me, all right?
Sorry.
If you do this, you'll see you're not leaning the same amount that I am, right? The way it'll tell is when you look at your feet, they're going to be definitely about 2 inches out farther in front of you. Right? Kind of weird thing to look at. But as you relax your body weight, right, it will all slowly start to drift backwards on your heels, right? Unlike your regular heel where it goes forward to your toes. But everybody, I want you to try this, right? Take your feet and point them the other way. Right? Point them up, though. As we all do this, our feet will vanish beneath us. But we all do this if you sit down. Take your hands, kind of put them behind you and lean a little bit farther forward, right? And we all appear to be hit by a smooth criminal. She is my favorite underground artist. This cabin, though, it wasn't built like this, right? Mr. Prather built this probably about 20 feet back up the hill here on a level flat surface. Now, like they warned him, his cabin did break from its foundations. It started to slide down this hill here. But unlike every other building, this one just right here just all of a sudden stopped. Can anybody guess how it might have stopped right here?
Tree.
It's a giant tree, guys. That's a great guess. I do like that. I guess you guys are there's two giant trees next to the cabin. That's very plausible, right? Those two trees could look like they could have stopped it. But you must remember that this land was purchased from a lumber company. What are they most notorious for doing? Chopping them down, right? We first purchased the property here and only had a handful of trees scattered about it, right? The two at the bottom are some of the main ones. They're about 100 years old, right? Look at how big those are. Look at these two. They're only 25, 35 years old. They're really young for redwoods, right? Look at how big these two are, and then look at most of the trees back up behind the cabin, right? None of them get any bigger than we really have, or than these two right over here. So, when you do the math, right, 25, 35, minus 1942 when this was built, so 73, right? That only equals about 40. So that means that the cabin was here for 40 years before any of these trees sprouted out of the ground. Right? So there's no way that they could have stopped it, right? There was just a big open area down here. But you got to think to yourself, if every other building just slid down the mountain, why did this one just stop? Right? Well, our theory is that what stopped it was the mystery spot, right? We think that as it slid off its foundations, it came to this exact point, we believe it passed over the exact center of the mystery spot. So the forces got a lot stronger and they started to push harder and harder and harder. So as the cabin slid over them, it kind of was just trapped, almost snagged in this one spot right here. After it was stuck here, we came along and on the side, you know, braced it, these wooden beams, made it safer to walk into. That's enough for them. I think you're ready for my next demonstration. We need to actually pull this out, though, to show you guys. There's a little ritual that must be done to make it work properly. yet do I give our equipment the universal sounds of amazement and wonder. The sound comes in two parts. The first part sounds very similar to ooh, right, followed by deeper.
Oh.
Right, you don't have to drop bass, all right? That's fine. Right? And then hold that, guys, though. You're going to make sure you're all going to want to be as loud as you can, because the louder that we can all be as a group, the more chances that 12:30 tour is going to hear us. They're going to get confused on what's going on. It's going to be really fun. It also means that my boss can hear you. He'll decide to start pegging me again. So you guys are all ready. Ooh. I was expecting a yes, right? That's okay. I present to you all now the one. All right, the only. It's the world famous. And the most mysterious again. And thanks for the delay. I do present to you all the Board of Mystery. Oh. You guys have been kind of disappointed. Right? It is a piece of wood. I know, you guys. It's not the most exciting thing. It makes you feel kind of bored, right? I think it's pretty groovy, though, right? Well, thanks for right here inside the cabin. As we're looking at this board, you guys, we're going to take a really quick vote from you guys. I want to get all your opinions. So, a lot of you are looking at this end of the board, and you're thinking, that looks like the lower side. Somebody thinking that?
What?
All right. How many of you are looking at this same end thinking that could be the higher side?
Yeah.
You guys, all right. How many of you guys look at that board thinking it could be level all the way across?
Yeah.
All right, perfect, perfect. So I got four people voted, right? There's 25. For the rest of you guys, I have one last vote. How many guys just kind of not thinking at all today? That's okay. around the board right here. And for this, I might need somebody that's really responsible. Anybody here, you know, feeling responsibility? Feeling responsibleness? You're going to come sit right here. All you have to do is just look up at my level and tell everybody. But if I were to take something round such as a billiard ball, I could place a billiard ball on a level flat surface, and you might assume that what will happen? It should do nothing. It's like a pool table, right, you guys? It's a flat surface. Now, if I were to give it a push, this would either do two things, roll off the end of the board or run out of momentum and just kind of stop. Let's give it a try. We've got two options, right? Roll off the end or kind of run out of momentum. Let's try again. Just a little bit farther. We'll see what happens.
No way.
Shut the front door, guys. Try something. It stops. And it rolls right back. Now, we believe that it is the forces of the mishpat that are doing this here. These are all the same forces you guys just felt as you walked up this road, right? People that get to see this, right? They can think, obviously, there's lots of things we could have rigged with this, right? We could have rigged the board first up, right? Look at the track that it's on. Imagine that we're cut in the shape of a V, right? If it got narrower towards the inside, you know, wider towards this side, outside, that make the ball want to roll up one side. So if I can take the board, I can do a quick flip. Show you guys again, right? I saw the board doing this. We'll roll the ball on once more. It again, stop, let's roll it to our back. But it could even just be the ball, guys, right? I could have rigged the ball here with a magnet, a motor. There could be a tiny person, you know, running really fast. Is there anything around? Like a chapstick, you know, lipstick, roll 20, small child, anything around one day? Did you buy it? Did you buy it from the mystery store? You didn't know what it was. The straps are great, guys. We can get a little roll on the board, right? We'll see.
Oh my gosh!
Let's try it again, you guys. Right, roll on here. We'll see again, right? Rolls on, stops, rolls right back. That's pretty cool. I would say, sorry, I wouldn't use that for a couple days. But you can be thinking, right? I could have slipped her at 20 before the tour, guys. So what I can do is take something like a bottle of water, guys. You can't really rig water. You can't tie a string into water. You can't really magnetize water, I guess. It doesn't work like that. So I'll get a little sip.
And you want to roll in too?
All the code on this side, right, guys? Pretty cool. You see all the water does want to flow. None really wants to drip off the opposite end, though. So as it comes out, let's check it out and see. This smells a little off. That's a vodka. You want me to speak right with now, for the moment of excitement, guys, we're about to enter the cabin. I have one rule, though. Save your pictures for like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to get through some demonstrations. The faster I'm done, the more free time we'll have. And then also, when you guys come in here, you may get a little dizzy, kind of queasy, right? You may get kind of slip out of it. Be careful, take a few deep breaths. That does happen. That should wear off in a couple of years. That's
Мы, друзья, движемся вот в это строение кривое. Действительно, здесь как-то переворачивает. Но тут еще пол, кстати, бетонный такой, он наклонный.
Пусть гохер.
Вот. Светлана забирается туда. Вова здесь идет. Да. И они там вот в этой избушке, значит, как-то так чувствуют себя не очень уверенно. Ну, пол кривой, вы видите, вот я сейчас, камера у меня горизонтально стоит, вот пол вот такой. Вот паренек тут залез. На лавочку такую залез.
So if you more on there, we can squeeze you guys under. If you guys want to try to lean up against the doorway, you guys can come right over here.
Вы видите, они как стоят, типа
наклонившись.
Пытаются всех завести в избушку. Группа ограничена количеством 25 человек. Видимо, 25 должны уместиться.
Take your photos right now, guys. You'll allow you to do that. If you want to wait to see a few more demonstrations, I'll be showing those in that next room right now. So in there are demonstrations, there are photos going on here, then afterwards we'll come back and we'll have time to do both. So if you guys want to make your way over here, we'll see some more.
Так, идем дальше.
The traits of a pendulum are they can swing equally in all directions. And this is roughly the center of the mystery spot. So this that does a couple swings, right? Push it in the corner. You're gonna feel fairly easy to hold upright, not too much force into the wheels, guys. But as you do this, right, push it outwards, it's gonna feel roughly two or three times harder, right? A lot more force than you really get this going upwards, right? Let it swing naturally though. We're gonna see if this ball will swing all the way into the wall, right? As it swings back out, stop significantly shorter. Guys, you can play with yourselves, try to experiment with it, try to see if you can get the same effect. But the last thing I want to show you on here is if you stay on this angled surface, really cool thing you do, right? If you get your footing really wide, right, kind of point towards the corner here, guys, all you have to do is kind of just bend your knees, don't come back for your favorite movie, then make sure, guys, you can come back down all the way, right, folks? So you can just come back. Right, so it's pretty fun, you guys, don't try it out. Have your free time. I'm gonna give you all 2 in the morning. You're not on the last side of that, right, guys? So go more, have free time. All day back up here. Don't try to head back up here.
No, pulling it. Sorry.
Народ экспериментирует. Ну что, мы можем двигаться немножко в сторону. Так это выглядит со стороны.
Молодые люди, а так уже страшно за спину. Он девушка. Да, она йогой занимается. Молодец.
Да. Да, ну народ с энтузиазмом экспериментирует. Это дискуссия идет. Обычно приходит много индусов с аппаратурой, они ее устанавливают,
замеряют,
проверяют. Ну, мы недалеко живем, кстати. Вот, поэтому так.
Места традиционные, на Кульвере. Чтобы места хорошие.
Ну, конечно, это секвойя.
Да, лес такой вообще. Фиг с ним тут. С мистикой, а места красивые.
Hangs over you, your head pops in first, you look inside, and what you see is a flat ground, you see four right angle walls, and you see a ceiling, right? So what you're seeing doesn't necessarily look like it's tilted, it's just, it is tilted, right? So your brain thinks that initially it's normal, right? As it starts to walk through, it's obviously not normal. So you get, you know, your brain starts to get dizzy, right? It doesn't understand why you're not lining up with the cabin. But at the same exact time, right, you're also developing a 17th ghrelin. It's caused all the fluids in your brain to drift off to one side, causing your brain to physically also not know where it's facing. So mentally and physically, your brain doesn't know what it's doing, right? Gets really confused for a couple seconds, right? You get really dizzy. Because of that, though, we had to put this bench right here, right? This bench, people can come out here, they can come sit on this, they can level themselves up, feel better about their lives. But when you leave something here for long enough, it will show a couple strange problems. But think of one of them. Place on the bench right here.
See.
You guys are gonna see what? It pops over kind of halfway along to that side. That would indicate that that side would be the higher side, right? This side over here will be a little bit lower, right? So I'm going to take a ball, right? All you guys can do is take a ball, roll a ball uphill. And if we do that, we'll see the most normal thing you've seen today, right? That's a ball rolling downhill. Guys, I know, right? So pretty simple, right? Not too strange. But where it gets weird is I'm going to stand right here. This is the lowest side of this board. All I'm going to do is walk uphill. As I walk to that end of the board, I'm not going to say anything. Let's just see if anybody notices anything. So again, as I walk back uphill. Is anything off? No, lower. If I walk back downhill, it looks as though I'm getting slightly taller. It's a weird bench. When you walk uphill, you get smaller. When you walk downhill, you get taller, right? And people see this, so they stop looking at the bench as much as they like to look up more at this roof. We'll assume this dude's causing an optical illusion, because right here on this side, right, I'm a little bit taller than it. It could be I look taller, right? As I start to walk down, it slowly rises above my head. It appears though I do get a bit smaller.
That thing is
that's a very plausible idea, right? But I can prove this roof flat theory wrong. To actually do that, with the help of someone about 6 foot. You're about 6 foot? Yeah, you start going on here, sir. I gotta go as stand right here on the end of this bench. You wanna just stand right here for me? You can face toward the crowd. Yeah, and then give us a nice picture. Now I need about a 5'9", 5'10". Anybody here about 5'9", 5'10"? We need about a 5'8", 5'7". We're about 5'8", 5'7". Come on here, sir. 5'6", 5'5". 6'5". Come on here, sir. Then 5'4", 5'3". We're about 5'4", 5'3". So we got all our helpers today. We're gonna see I made a mystery spot version of AT&T's raising the ball. We get service up here. Look on that way. The person next to you is shorter, correct? Of course. So look up to the person next to you is taller. Agreed, right? Can you guys see the roof line behind you? Right, you don't have eyes behind your head, right? You probably can't see it. So just ignore that right there. You know, if you miss it very end, you sir, on this very end, you guys are simply going to swap around. So in the end, you're going to flip around. Now you sir right here, then you sir on that end, you're going to go swap around. And you sir, you're going to stay in the middle of the line. So As if all that salt around you guys, what are you noticing?
It's so
all again about the same height. So those two over there walked up and lost a significant amount of height. These two walked down and they look a lot happier, right? Yeah. I was going to ask now, you all five would agree that you guys look about the same height, right? You guys are all on your own. It's very, very important. So we already know, we can look at them, we can agree that they're the same height. That's what it looks like, right, guys? But they're not necessarily looking at the illusion. They're not. They said that they can't see themselves or they're not looking at the root line, but they're seeing the same effects that we are. Now, if we're talking about the illusion that's causing this, that wouldn't make any sense. They're not looking at the illusion, but they're seeing the same thing. If you guys could look at something without looking at it, that's a great ability, right? That'll be like if you were to try to go home tonight and watch your TV without turning it on, right? That wouldn't make any sense. So you can't really have something and be looking at it and then not looking at it at the same time. But I'll show you guys one final thing. We're going to have you, sir, and then you, miss, just last time, guys. We're going to have you one last time. Swap. As they do this, we're going to see she again walks uphill, loses a bit of her height, right? He again will walk downhill, and he's our next NBA All-Star, right? The last part of this entire experiment, this last part is a bit of a side effect for you guys. So, you five are going to just want to focus your attention on a single point along this wooden beam. Just pick a point, kind of just keep staring at that one point. So take your right hand now, place your right hand on your stomach. Anyways, fine. And lastly, after you guys, when I kind of see you five are going to start to bend at the waist to about 90 degrees. So, 1, 2, 3, you guys start bending down as well. And then everyone is going to give a big round of applause. Up and we'll finish up our tour right down here. Guys, yeah, come on, everyone. So, they're again used for a scientific experiment. They're used to study two people's heights on a flat and level surface. So these blocks here, they're no longer flat and level because of an event that happened in 1989. What was that, guys? Yes, a little pattern real quick. Something is just going to crack these blocks down the middle. The same exact time they'll raise this side up by about 1/16 of an inch, right? Think about that. It sounds tiny, right? 1/16. But because the block is actually so long, and because it didn't just get snapped in half when it got tilted, you take 1/16, you multiply it by the entire length, and you will end up with roughly about a 2-inch height. Right. So from right here, as I walk down, I do lose about 2 inches. This can be shown a lot easier with the help of 3 volunteers. So any 3 great volunteers? Come down, help us. I've got one. Yeah, come on here. And then, sir, you had your hand raised too. And one last volunteer. Come on, Amos. So if you miss, come over here. You start to stand on this side. And you miss, you can come stand at the end. So, you're going to be our scientist? Okay. Great job. So, you're two scientists, Victor and Paul. First, I'll tell me, which one looks taller? So, all I'm going to do is take this right, place it right on top. And you're going to use it as a reference. I'm simply going to raise this up. You're going to tell me to stop when you think it's at the very top. Right? Just let me guys go and swap places. So he's gonna walk down. And he's gonna lose about 2 inches. Right? Great job, Simon. So he walks down, he lost that exact height, right? Now let's say he were to walk back at the same exact height. Stand right here in the same exact spot. He would grow by 2 inches, right? That's exactly the
same. You stay right there. Yes. He will grow.
So tough. Let me once again miss when I reach the very top. Right there. So you guys get swap places. Yeah, let's go. Swap around, we'll see that he walks back up. Let's see, does that look exactly the same? From his eyes up, right? Let's check this out. This is a 9-inch level. He goes up to about right there. Right? That's just under halfway. Now, if you guys know what half an inch is, that's 4.5 inches. Right? Take about half an inch off, that'd be 4 inches. If you take 2 minus 4, right, that leaves 2 bonus inches. So that would mean that you both just grew by 2 inches. Congratulations. You both go a bit taller, go a bit smarter, so I'll give a big round of applause. Yeah, that was excellent. But everyone, I'm very sorry to say, that was our final demonstration.
Oh.
Guys, don't be too sad, I have a couple more bad jokes.
Have them rub their hands together for no reason.
So give yourselves a big round of applause, y'all.
I
hope you all guys enjoyed it too. I got two more quick things to ask you. The first thing is, can anybody here remember my name?
Chatter.
My name was, if you're not enjoying my tour, or to defend you in some way, I'm very sorry about that. Remember that my name was Griffin.